you know, about bootlegging, I was going to mention, there were some high-profile people in Oklahoma that were caught. Wasn't there a raid in Southern Hills?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one way Howard Edmondson helped get rid of Prohibition. He said that he had merely promised a vote on it, but he was actively opposed to it. So he and his safety commissioner, Joe Cannon, went out to raid private clubs and to stop cars coming into the state if their back end looked a little heavy, you know, like people are transporting three or four cases of liquor. He caused tremendous road jams. But, yeah, they arrested a lot of prominent people, and that helped make people mad enough. Because as Will Rogers had said, the Oklahomans would vote dry as long as they could stagger to the polls. And that was pretty much the truth.
Maybe Oklahoma served as a setting for the TV programs, some of those FBI stories.
There was a movie, The FBI Story, with Jimmy Stewart. That was about the reign of terror in Pawhuska. They didn't use the name Pawhuska, but it was about the murder of Indians for their oil money. That was one of the great tragedies of Oklahoma, because somewhere between 24 and 80 Osages, possibly even more, were murdered for their oil rights or for their oil allotments, which during the 1920s had made the Osages the richest people per capita on Earth.
The oil made the Osages.
Yeah, these killers would sell these people an insurance policy with a ridiculously high amount. In other words, they might sell them a $500 policy, and then they require them to put up $20,000 collateral. And then they would kill them, and they would get the $20,000 or something. Or they would marry into an Indian family and gradually eliminate all the members for their head rights. Because an Osage head right at that time was worth $10,000 to $12,000 a year, which today would translate out into $250,000 or so. So if you killed off four or five members of the family and inherited the head rights, you'd do pretty well for yourself.
And that actually happened?
Oh, yeah. It was a famous reign of terror in the 1920s, early 30s. That was actually the case that made the FBI. That was the first big case of the FBI.
In the 20s?
Yeah.
And it happened up in Osage County?
Osage County. A banker from Fairfax, his nephew, and another cowboy were the prime figures in it.
It all happened around Pawhuska.
Yeah, Pawhuska and Fairfax, all through the county. They killed the Osages by poison whiskey, knifing, bombings, shootings. It was a pretty bad scene.
I want to be clear about this. They would kill an Osage.
They would maybe sell an insurance policy to Osage.
A regular insurance policy.
But they would have him put up far more in collateral than the policy was worth. So if he died and defaulted or something, then they would get the collateral. They would also get head rights. The head rights were the key, because there are only 2,229 head rights, and all this money was being split that number of ways.
Explain the term head rights.
If you were an enrolled member of the Osage tribe as of July 1, 1907, you had a head right. You might also inherit a head right from a father or grandfather. So some individuals had more than one head right. If you had a family, say, of four, and two children were alive at that time, you'd have four head rights. Maybe you'd inherited three or four more head rights, and you're bringing in $10,000 to $12,000 per year per head right at a time when that would translate into $200,000 or so today. You were talking about an awful lot of money. The Osages were, per capita, the richest people on Earth at that time.
The Osages were very wealthy,
and so
it was no problem to sell them an insurance policy and put up this enormous collateral.
Right. Or they just used every scheme you could think of. Because the Osages were, as a rule, not very sophisticated. They had never dealt with that kind of money before. They had previously gotten allotments for grazing rights and things like that, but they're allotments before the oil came in might be $160 per person per quarter, enough to buy coffee and salt and beans, but not enough to get rich on.
So these folks would come in and take advantage of that so-called non-sophistication and sell them this idea of an insurance policy.
Or any other kind of thing. As I said, they had all sorts of schemes. You might marry into an Osage tribe and the wife has a head right, plus she has her parents' head rights. Then you kill her, and you inherit the money.
So this would have gone on for
several years. One of the OSBI agents who helped crack the case was later murdered, and they never solved his killing.
So your newspaper would have been writing about this?
Oh, yes. Writing a lot about it, yeah.
Again, you're saying that's how the FBI...
That was the first great case that the FBI worked to help make him famous.
Right.
It's called the Reign of Terror.
Must be books written about that.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's one written by a former FBI man. It's a pretty good book. He's not a great writer, but he's a good fact provider.